Over the weekend, you had all of these MAGA Republicans giving TV appearances, and they were stranger than the next, more dangerous than the next, but they are all built on the image of Donald Trump and the MAGA movement, which has taken over the Republican Party. I want to compare some of the things that these MAGA Republicans were saying over the weekend to what Democrats like the Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries has been saying. I also want to show you what President Biden's been saying, but I want to show you this first. 4 years ago to this day, 4 years ago to this day, this is what Donald Trump said. You remember this? Play this clip.
Let me ask you about the tremendous hurt in this country. There are 30 million Americans who are unemployed. You don't need me to tell you that. We're expecting the new unemployment rate this week. There have been forecasts, 15, 16, 17%. One of your advisors projected an unemployment rate of 19%. That's nearly one in five Americans without a job. How bad is this going to get?
Well, that is what it is. And you know, it's very interesting.
Now, the reason I wanted to show you that clip is, as I show you some of these others from this weekend, 4 years later, they are built on the image of that malignant, narcissistic, disastrous human being who you just saw. For example, a MAGA Republican senator, Tim Scott, was asked a very simple question, which is, you know, at the end of the day, will you accept the results of a free and fair election? He refuses to answer that question. And that is something that all these MAGA Republicans do right now. They refuse to agree to the most basic principles of our democracy. Listen to this.
Just yes or no, will you accept the election results of 2024?
I look forward to President Trump being the 47th president. Kristen, you could ask him multiple times.
Senator, just a yes or no answer.
So the American people, the American people will make the decision.
But I don't hear you committing
for President Trump. That's that clear.
I don't hear you committing to the election.
And right after that, you then had the co-chair of the RNC, Lara Trump, who's been out there saying just some of the most weird and horrific things. Here on this interview with Maria Bartiromo, she says that she's filing all of these lawsuits to make sure that votes won't be counted after an election takes place. Here, play this clip.
Saying for a while now that your priority is to ensure a transparent election. And I see that the RNC and the Trump campaign filing a lawsuit in a battleground state to stop counting ballots past Election Day. What are you doing with regard to suing Nevada right now?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. You cannot have ballots counted, Maria, after elections are over. And right now, that is one of the many lawsuits we have out across this country to ensure that just that happens, that we have a free, fair, and transparent election. So in Nevada, as you pointed out, we are saying we want on Election Day that to be the last day that mail-in ballots can be counted. And we've been very successful in a lot of lawsuits. A couple weeks ago, we won a big lawsuit in the state of Pennsylvania. They wanted to take off dates from mail-in ballots, of course, the Democrats, in an effort to make it easier to cheat. We pushed back on that. We won, and that set precedent for the entire country.
And as Steve Vladek points out, a number of states formally prohibit the counting of any votes until after polls close on Election Day, and a bunch of those laws were enacted by Republican-controlled state legislatures. And look, as we look at some of the polling data, and again, I'm not a big fan of polls in general, but one of the things we see over and over again that's now becoming statistically significant and a pattern that we've seen with data that's worth mentioning is when you move away from like adults towards adult registered voters, towards adult likely voters, once you get to the likely voters category of people who actually vote, because MAGA Republicans have attacked the core of our voting abilities and have attacked the confidence in voting, as you get to likely voters, President Biden leads in the new ABC News Ipsos poll, 49 to 45%. President Biden leads in the new NPR Marist poll, 52% to 47%. And those are some of the best polls out there. And that's because all the MAGA Republicans do is talk about how they're not accepting free and fair elections, how they want to challenge people's votes. And they've created a situation where they've turned their voters themselves away from the whole process. Here, by the way, is Kristi Noem, the MAGA Republican puppy-killing governor of South Dakota. She gave an interview over the weekend with Face the Nation where she talks about, well, she was caught lying about how she claims she met Kim Jong-un. I mean, all these people do is lie. All these MAGA Republicans do is lie. Watch this.
Talk about meeting some world leaders and one specific one. Quote, I remember when I met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. I'm sure he underestimated me, having no clue about my experience staring down little tyrants. I've been a children's pastor after all. Did you meet Kim Jong-un?
Well, you know, as soon as this was brought to my attention, I certainly made some changes and looked at this passage. And I've met with many, many world leaders. I've traveled around the world. As soon as it was brought to my attention, we went forward and have made some edits. So I'm glad that this book is being released in a couple of days and that those edits will be in place and that people will have the updated version.
So you did not meet with Kim Jong-un.
Here's something we all know. Cheap razors are annoying. They cut you, they irritate you, and heck, they frustrate you. And don't get me started with subscription razor services. Can you say blah? That's why you gotta meet Henson Shaving. Henson Shaving is a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS. That's the International Space Station, folks, and Mars Rover. And now they are bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience. If you're like 88% of men who experience irritation from shaving, you might be expecting the worst with each shave. Yet, Henson users have seen dramatic improvements, including the disappearance of ingrown hairs and razor bumps. Henson Shaving's innovation comes from an interesting analogy. Think of razor blades as diving boards. The longer the board, the more it wobbles. The micro wobbles are what lead to more nicks and cuts. Henson solves this by minimizing blade extension, addressing the root cause of bad shaves, not the blade itself, but the extension. Henson's aerospace background has enabled the creation of razors with unmatched precision. Using aerospace-grade CNC machines, they achieve a blade extension of just 0.0013 inches, less than a human hair's thickness. This incredibly precise control over the blade's position ensures a vibration-free and incredibly close shave. The Henson razor works with standard dual-edged blades to give you that old-school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Look, my first shave with the Henson razor was incredibly refreshing. The design is sleek and the durability is exactly what you want. And the affordability factor, you simply can't beat it. I'm ready for my next shave right now. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/Midas to pick up the razor for you and use the code Midas, M-E-I-D-A-S, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure you add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/Midas, M-E-I-D-A-S, and use the code Midas. That's HensonShaving.com/Midas and use the code Midas. On that same interview, Kristi Noem talks about how she would like to murder President Biden's dog, Commander. Play this clip.
In fact, at the end of the book, you say the very first thing you would do if you got to the White House that was different from Joe Biden is you'd make sure Joe Biden's dog was nowhere on the grounds. Commander, say hello to Cricket. Are you doing this to try to look tough? Do you still think that you have a shot at being a VP?
Well, number one, Joe Biden's dog has attacked 24 Secret Service people. So how many people is enough people to be attacked and dangerously hurt before you make a decision on a dog and
what
to do with it?
Well, he's not living at the White House
anymore. That's
the
question that the president should be held accountable to.
You're saying he should be shot?
That's what the president should be accountable to, is what is the number? And I would say about Republicans criticizing me, these are the same Republicans that criticize.
Then you have Marco Rubio on Fox News Sunday, as Aaron Ruper said, invoking Trump's grotesquely misogynistic lie that moms in blue states are murdering viable babies. I mean, again, just these vile, vile lies. As Poli Sci says, what the F is wrong with you? There's no such thing as abortion after birth, and you know it. Blue state moms are not advocating for taxpayer-funded baby executions, you pathetic, lying POS. No matter how many times you say this, it doesn't make it true. It's just a lie. And again, it just shows them, like, they all just think we're all stupid. They all just think they can say this ridiculous propaganda. Here, play this clip.
Well, what I'm more worried about is that no one ever asked the Vice President, Kamala Harris, or any Democrat, what restrictions do they support? Which abortion should not be allowed? They never tell you. Should someone be allowed to do an abortion on the day of birth, after birth, 9 months? Should pass the point of viability? Well, they will never tell you which abortions should not be allowed. Okay, they're always demanding to know what exceptions do you support, but they never tell you which restrictions they would support. They are extremists. They believe abortion should be allowed at any time for any reason, basically, and paid for by taxpayers. No one ever asked Kamala Harris that. No one ever asked the Democrats that. So someone should start asking them what their position is on that. And then we can sort of define and decide, all right, what are the policy options here?
And now finally compare all of that to what President Biden said in a speech that he just gave about the importance of infrastructure. Play this clip.
You may recall that my predecessor promised Infrastructure Week every single week for 4 years. He didn't build a damn thing. Nothing. No, I'm serious. His administration rolled back wetland protections, making it easier to pollute our water supply. They gave mining companies wide leeway to contaminate our groundwater. They slashed the Environmental Protection Agency budget, eliminated important programs that guaranteed clean water. At the same time, he and his mega allies in Congress were happy to give the very super rich a $2 trillion tax cut in his administration. $2 trillion. That benefited the super wealthy and the biggest corporations while exploding the federal debt. You may remember.
You know, I show you these video clips because I think it is important that we reflect on the differences here at the leadership level. I think it's important we focus on who's running these parties, who are the leaders, what are their core values, what are their policies, what are they talking about. When it comes to the MAGA Republicans, there are no core values other than do whatever Donald Trump tells them to do and lie like Donald Trump does over and over again and break down institutions, and they all behave so bizarrely at the leadership level. And the Democrats are like, can we get things done, please? Like, okay, we could disagree with policies that Democrats have. I get it. You're not supposed to agree with people all the time. But Democrats have rolled up their sleeves trying to get things done. They're talking about infrastructure and healthcare and protecting Social Security. And they're talking about healthcare and protecting seniors and students. They're talking about issues that actually matter. And the MAGA Republicans are like, what's Donald Trump telling us to do? What does Donald Trump say? They're too afraid to even give an interview where they say they support free and fair election because they think Trump's going to get mad at them. I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million together. Thanks for watching.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.